In this formulation, the tetrahedron represents the unit pixel of any dimensional space, dot new line. It has four elements, comma, or four dimensions, comma, because it represents an object due to a process determined by an interaction within a context, dot new line. Every point in any dimension can thereby be thought to be represented by this unit pixel, comma, this photon tetrahedron, dot new line. This photon tetrahedron is at the same time a point, comma, say the photon, comma, a line, comma, say the vortex, comma, a plane, comma, say the inversion of the tetrahedron upon itself through the singularity, comma, and the whole space, comma, as the tetrahedron being the inverse of itself, dot, new paragraph. It means that the architecture of space is defined in terms of this photon tetrahedron, dot, new line. It also means that this photon tetrahedron can never be regarded as a unit point on its own, comma, but that it must always be understood to be a point unit in a Gabor sense, comma, which is the universe as a whole, dot, a hologram, dot, new paragraph. In this representation, there is thus no difference between the photon tetrahedron as a point, comma, as a flow line, comma, as a interface plane, comma, and as a self-defined space, dot new line. This means that the photon tetrahedron must be understood in interaction with every other point of the universe as a whole, which can be represented likewise as a photon tetrahedron, dot, new line. It means that the architecture of the universe as a whole can be described by the operation of the photon tetrahedron, comma, in its four facets, comma, or aspects, comma, or manifestations, dot, new line. It means that the basic laws of the universe are at the same time algebraic, comma, geometric, comma, transformational, comma, and creational, dot, new line. It means that every equation of science must be describable in terms of this four-dimensional tetrahedron photon dot new line. It also means that all of the equations of science can be normalized and can be unified in terms of this four-dimensional photon tetrahedron dot new line. This comma is the essence of the hypermandala of Roberto Renu dot new line. Therein he states that every special organization can be reduced to a relational matrix or an interactional construct for which the photon tetrahedron is a basis dot new line. Any complex that arises out of this out of the use of this operator will by definition be a geometric, relational, logical, participational construct dot new line. It means that the coherence of the universe as a whole can be defined, comma, and must be defined, comma, in terms of relationships between tetrahedrons with respect to each other, dot, new paragraph. This is what Roberto Renu implied in his creation of the hypermandala as a core algebraic construct, comma, and the hyperbole as the core geometric formulation, dot new line. On basis of the combination of photon tetrahedrons, it is possible to make more elaborate constructs of dynamic and static coherence, which together determine the change of coherence in an interface and due to the process of creation. Dot new line. New line. This is also described by Vanessa Hill and Peter Rowlands. Dot new line. Vanessa Hill has shown that the organization of biology is based on the construct of interrelated tetrahedrons. Dot new line. The algebra of Peter Rowlands shows that they represent the logic of universal self-replication. Dot new line. This can also be formulated as being the equivalent of the equation sign in the operations of mathematics and physics. Dot new line, which in fact means that we are dealing with, comma, and addressing, comma, our participation in creation, dot new line, because because our participation in creation is based on the reorganization of our system interface as is done by the regulatory system of the body, comma, in response to the change of information integration as imagined in our mental construct, comma, called the world in our head, dot, new paragraph. It means that we can apply the Uri Fiedelman principle, comma, which states that every description of reality is a formulation of realization, dot, new paragraph. It is in that sense that we can see that the photon tetrahedron is a logical operator which we can interact upon itself and within itself to change the dimensional state of our involvement, dot new line, which as a consequence will mean that we will have a different experience of our relationship with our context, comma, and thus thereby experience our environment differently, dot new paragraph. This has been described in, quote, the collapse of the vector of state, unquote, dot new paragraph. What is needed now is to show how the photon tetrahedron can be used to represent all forms of logic that we can imagine, comma, that it can be used to summarize all formulations of mathematics and thus of physics, open bracket, similar to the laws of form by Spencer Brown, close bracket, and that we can recognize how these clustered tetrahedrons represent the manifestation of biology, comma, as has already been shown by Vanessa Hill and Peter Rowlands.